Good morning on this Thursday, November 20th, from the WVIK Newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is issuing a dense fog advisory through 10 a.m., issued for a narrow swath of eastern Iowa and far northwest Illinois. A narrow swath of dense fog will affect locations along Ottumwa to Cedar Rapids to the Dubuque line through 10 a.m., where a dense fog advisory is in effect. Motorists should be on the lookout for fog through mid-morning. A retired Army colonel is the new executive director of a new partnership between Rock Island Arsenal Defense Alliance and Quad Cities Manufacturing Institute. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner recently spoke to 52-year-old Sean Kramer, who's been in the QC since 2022, about his new role.
The Rock Island Arsenal Defense Alliance, an affiliate of the Quad Cities Chamber and Quad Cities Manufacturing Institute, have joined forces to maximize resources of both organizations to drive large-scale economic growth for the region. Colonel Sean Kramer, U.S. Army retired, has been hired as the new Joint Executive Director. RIATA and QCMI share the goal of delivering billions of dollars of economic impact to the region by harnessing cutting-edge research, development and demonstration, and transfer of advanced manufacturing and material technologies. The collaboration between the two will help develop the talent of the QC workforce and expand Rock Island Arsenal's strategic role in the national industrial base and mobilization ecosystems. Kramer comes to the new job after a 30-year Army career, where he was last the chief operating officer for First Army, headquartered on the Arsenal.
It's really just listening to what the Arsenal leaders are saying and learning more about what they need. You know, as the executive director for RIATA and QCMI, I'm not looking to sell anything to the government customers. I'm looking to find out what their problems are and to advocate for their needs with political leadership.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Quad Cities Community Foundation and area funders are partnering to create a hunger relief fund for a local food bank. In a press release Wednesday, the foundation states food insecurity has reached a four-year high, impacting more than 137,000 Quad City residents. The foundation and partner funders are matching donations to the Riverbend Food Bank for a total of $250,000. In an interview earlier this month, Riverbend Food Bank Vice President Jeannie Colvin told WVIK, every dollar donated to the food bank equals five meals, as the organization can negotiate with food retailers for lower costs. A donation form can be found on the Quad Cities Community Foundation's website. A new facility in Davenport is converting landfill gas into renewable natural gas and sending it into a Mid-American energy pipeline. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports from the Scott Area Landfill.
The renewable natural gas facility is the second built in the United States by Waga Energy. It turns landfill gas produced by decomposing garbage into pipeline-ready natural gas by filtering it to extract carbon dioxide and other pollutants. Bryce Stalkup with the Waste Commission of Scott County says the renewable natural gas generated at the facility will help power around 4,000 homes each year.
Unfortunately, there's waste that you just can't recycle or divert, and it has to go somewhere. Well, when we can then capture the gas as that waste breaks down and then get that use of it, that's the best thing we could think possible for our community.
The facility is expected to help prevent the landfill site from producing nearly 16,000 tons of CO2 equivalent emissions each year. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Illinois Commerce Commission voted to cut Ameren Illinois' gas rate hike request by nearly $56 million on Wednesday. The utility company had asked for nearly a $129 million increase to pay for natural gas delivery services. It's not yet known how much bills will go up with the decision. Consumer advocates had argued the ask was too much. Jim Chilson is with the Citizens Utility Board.
While this is a step in the right direction, we realize we have a lot more work to do to hold Ameren accountable, to rein in the company's reckless spending, and to reduce heating bills for all consumers in Ameren territory.
In a statement, Ameren says it's conducting an in-depth review to determine how the $73 million increase will affect their ability to serve customers and meet federal standards. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 51, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. It'll remain mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 41 with calm wind. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 52 and a 30% chance of rain afternoon. You're listening to WVIK Quad Cities NPR.